This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. We are a week into early voting for the presidential preference primary. Tens of thousands of Georgians have already cast their votes on a new touchscreen machine that prints out a paper ballot, and few issues have been reported. But one county is being investigated after choosing to ditch the machines and make their choices using pen and paper. And a quickly winnowed Democratic field means many names that are on the ballot are no longer viable. Here to break all of this down for us is GPB's political reporter, Stephen Fowler. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're a week into using these new ballot marking devices statewide. How is that going?
So the Secretary of State's office says, so far, so good. Most counties only have a single early voting location open, so there are fewer machines and fewer staff out right now. Plus, there's lower turnout for this presidential primary election, so the use of the machines is going to ramp up all the way up to the March 24th election day. Now, election officials have been preparing for a potential 2 million person turnout. Right before early voting, they all ran a mock election stress test just to be ready. Here's Henry County Elections Director Amika Pitts, who told me the more practice, the better.
It's important because sometimes things happen, and this is a good opportunity to just run through everything and know that everything is running smoothly.
And Leah, at a macro level, that's where things are running smooth.
They're running smoothly. Okay, but not every county in Georgia is using this system. Last week, the Board of Elections in Athens-Clark County voted to use hand-marked paper ballots instead of ballot marking devices. Why?
Well, let's back up. There's a group of activists that have been urging counties to ditch these BMDs and go to hand-marked paper ballots. A lawsuit in Sumter County tried and failed to make that switch. The argument is that the large, bright touchscreens don't protect ballot secrecy, and other people could potentially see what your votes are. Now, a judge says that it's the county's job in Sumter County to ensure that they protect that secret ballot. Fast forward to Athens-Clark County. Their board says, okay, here's a state law that says we can go to hand-marked paper ballots if it's impossible and impracticable to use the machines. We, Athens-Clark County, think that's the case. Boom. Every voting booth gets a Sharpie now since Wednesday.
But that has not gone over too well with the state, has it?
That's putting it mildly. You see, there's another state law that says every county has to use the same election equipment. It's why the state rushed to deliver 33,000 of these ballot marking devices to all 159 counties in the last few months. So the state election board has scheduled an emergency hearing this week to determine if the county is potentially violating six different state laws and state election board rules. Athens-Clark could face some big fines if they're violating the law and don't make changes.
All right. Moving on to the March 24th presidential contest, there are 12 Democrats and one Republican on the ballot, but there are way less than are actually running now. So are people waiting to cast their ballot until the race seems more certain?
So, you know, Leah, it's hard to say, but March 24th is still a long way away, and a lot of things could happen. I mean, in the last week-ish or so, we saw the two candidates that actually invested time and infrastructure and staff in Georgia, Bloomberg and Warren, drop out. We saw Klobuchar and Steyer drop out. Michael Bennett and John Delaney have been dropped out, but they're still on the ballot because qualifying for that race was back in December. Now, state officials are expecting a turnout of around 2 million voters for the presidential primary. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says he expects about 75% of that will come on Election Day. And there are a couple more presidential contests before Georgia votes, so people may really be waiting to see how the chips fall in the Democratic race before making a decision. But let me be clear. If you vote for a candidate who's not in the race, your vote still counts. It pretty much just won't lead to that candidate getting delegates when it comes time to officially nominate the Democratic nominee for president.
Okay. All right. GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is GPB.